Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate.
And good evening, everyone, all my South Shore neighbors and friends. This is Cindy Ford, and tonight I'm here with Sharon McNamara, although I think I hear her coming in on two wheels. I'm hoping she comes in on two wheels. And tonight we're going to talk all real estate.
All real estate.
All real estate.
Wow.
Unless, of course, you have any questions, my friend.
Yeah, I will. I'm sure I will about real estate.
And it's kind of like Three's Company right now, right? It's me, you, and Sha. Actually, it's just two. Just two company. Two's company.
Exactly, company is enough. At least it's not one.
Right, because if you weren't here, I'd be in real trouble.
Yeah, you would have to be in here pushing the buttons.
And that would never happen. I'm just letting you know that would never happen. But tonight we're going to talk about, you know, any time that you put your house on the market is a good time, but especially when you put your house on the market during the holiday season, what to do, how to take care of the inside and the outside, decorating, and that it's really and actually a good time because people that are looking are always looking. They don't take the holidays off, Brian.
And I know that because I in the near future, maybe in the next year and a half or two, am going to be looking for a house. So, you know, I've already started kind of looking on the market for what I'm interested in, where I'm interested in, price points, so on and so forth. But what kind of caught my attention there, which I didn't really think of, is do people stage for the holidays? Is that a seller? When people go into a house, I guess if I go into a house at Thanksgiving time and I see a cornucopia on a table, it's going to make me feel good.
Well, you know, that's an excellent question. Mm. That is an excellent question. So I think that it's perfectly fine to decorate for the holidays. It's just that you want a property to, you know, show, no matter what size it is, as if it's spacious.
Okay.
So you don't want to overdo.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no Christmas trees.
Well, no, you can do a Christmas tree.
Okay.
I'll let you do a Christmas tree.
Oh, well, thank you.
Right. But, you know, you have to be, you don't want just tons and tons of decorations on the inside or the outside. Because remember, when people drive up, that's their first impression.
Of course.
It's the outside of the house.
Yeah.
So, seriously, don't even look at me. You better have
so
a drink.
So I have a funny story for you.
Honest to God. It's and Ryan here, and I. Excuse me, if you wouldn't mind going into the other room and you can run the controls, because Ryan and I are doing fine.
I've already.
Great. I was listening to you on the radio.
I've already started interviewing her.
I know I was supposed to be here, but, you know, something happened. But anyways, I couldn't call you. I was going to call in. My phone won't work.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame.
She's going to kill me.
Don't worry. We have this.
All right. I heard you talking. Keep on going. Pretend I'm not here.
So that would not be difficult at this time. So I'm sorry, Ryan. Where were we when we were rudely interrupted?
so you think it's okay to have decorations, but not too many.
Yeah, you have to be careful. Again, that first impression when you drive up. So you don't want all of your blow-up, you know, reindeer and snowmen and Santa Claus in the front yard.
I can't have Santa, like, pooping in my chimney or something like that at Christmas
time? I've never seen that, but...
the upside-down Santa Claus.
Yeah, I don't know.
Upside-down Santa Claus. I love that.
Right next to the one... Because you didn't take the witch down that's, like, up against the tree.
Right.
That's right.
The witch is still
that's
up against the tree. Yeah. So definitely make sure that, you know, when you do put your Christmas decorations up, that the fall decorations are down. It's so helpful. It really
well, it's a good thing when you don't have time to even put up those fall decorations. So
that was me this year.
Yeah, I know.
Not a pumpkin.
Busy,
so. Not a pumpkin. Yeah. So welcome, Sharon, to the show.
Thank you. I really
Thanks so
am
much
sorry.
For joining us.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I really
appreciate
am.
That.
I really did try calling, and there's something wrong with my phone, but I'll stress about that. But you know what I was doing? I got.
No, what were you doing?
You know
Sharon?
How I'm very. I'm very into numbers and data.
You are? Oh, sorry, Sharon. Can we just hold that thought for just a second?
I know. Speaking of numbers, hope there aren't a lot of cars on the road right now. How's it looking out there, Malcolm?
I'm sorry to tell you there are a lot of cars on the road. I didn't think that many came off the assembly line, but they're all out there on our highways right now, Sharon. This report is brought to you by unbound.org. Right now, the expressway is pretty well jammed up right from the O'Neill Tunnel all the way into Braintree, northbound from Braintree up through East Milton, where they just cleared an accident along the way, and then you're hung up around the ponds at Circle and into the O'Neill Tunnel. Route 3 is slow getting off the expressway again after a little slow getting by 139. 128, you've got delays out of Lexington from 4 to 225 all the way into Braintree. Look out for breakdown before Route 109 blocking the left center lane. What is the education of your children worth? There are children across the world who lack the privilege of going to school. Change the story for one child at unbound.org. Traffic on the nines every morning. I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we're back here. I know you can't tell the difference between Sharon and I. It's really scary. But I think I say something a little bit different than her, something better. I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry, Sharon. I didn't realize you were here.
Yes,
I apologize.
I am here. I'm sorry.
For talking in front of your face. and we do have Sharon here now, so let the show begin, everyone, right?
Yes.
So
no.
Sharon was crunching numbers. You were trying to say that before we... We're rudely interrupted by the traffic.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad for all those people who are going in and out of there. I have to give... Can I have Malcolm's cell phone number? Because I want to call him in the morning. Oh, I'm actually taking the train tomorrow morning, actually. I have to go into Boston for that Federal Reserve.
Well, he does update about trains in the morning as well.
Oh, does he? Yeah, oh, good. Yeah. Can you ask him to give me a ring-a-ling and just make sure we're on time?
I'll just have him text you.
Okay, yeah.
That'd be great.
I'm going
you,
to the
Ryan.
Federal... Yeah, give him my digit, 781-294-4848. Malcolm, call me. We're going to the Federal Reserve building tomorrow. I know you weren't able to go, and I because you have a lot of other things going on right now. And I'm going to see Lawrence Yun, who is the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors. And the Greater Boston Board of Realtors is hosting this. And we went last year, and I love numbers. And that's really why I was late, because then I got stuck in these reports, and I was like, wow, look at that. So we're going to be there tomorrow.
Share with us.
I will. But, you know, tomorrow it's going to be, it's the economic forecast for 2018.
Mm.
So it's going to be really, are you making fun of me right now?
A little bit. A little bit. I'm so not your numbers girl, but like, go ahead.
Oh, it's so interesting.
I know, right?
You are like real estate nerding out right now. So
right?
hard.
I know.
It really was last year my favorite anything I went to last year was this. And Lawrence Yun wasn't even there. When I usually go to the National Association of Realtors conference itself, I'm always in line waiting, like first, like I want a seat to see him. He's wonderful. And he's right here in Boston. So Lawrence, if you're like listening, you know, 781-837-4900.
Give us a ring-a-ling.
Yeah, I know. Give us a call. But the numbers, that isn't important right now, because one of the things that we wanted to talk about today is it's just the two of us, that we're real estate agents.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, sometimes I think people forget that because you're so good at being a hostess here.
With the mostest?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You as well?
Well, thank you. I try when I get here. But what we do full-time and what we're doing all day long is helping people buy and sell houses.
Yes.
Right? And one thing that we also have is that we're certified staging professionals.
Yes.
And you were actually doing a lot of design stuff there for a little while, too, some staging and all of that, which is you're very good at. I remember you're having a holiday party again this year, but it was always... So just perfectly done all
sort
the time.
Sort of is now already too.
Yeah. What?
It's done.
It's already done?
Mm-hmm.
When?
I don't sleep a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
I've got just one more tree to put up. I've got three trees up now.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
All the outside is almost done, and then the inside and the staircases. And yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
You get real stuff, though. Doesn't it die?
Nope. Well, I don't care what happens after the second.
Oh, my gosh.
I just need it to.
Too
but
much.
I just have to have it done because you never know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to get stuck in traffic.
Yeah, absolutely. So we wanted to talk. I know a lot of times people they still want to put their house on the market for whatever reason. I mean, we have people who are moving into the mm-hmm. area. I mean,
yep.
What do we say about this Boston area too, right?
Right.
With all the finance and medical and
yep.
all that.
And a lot of that starts in the beginning of the year when budgets are all new, and you would love to go over that, I'm sure, all the budgets.
Yeah.
I just know that there's budgets.
Yeah. So that's good, though, because we have people who are relocating into our area, so those people are definitely buying houses. But people sort of get hung up a little bit on putting their house on the market this time of year. And you thought that that would be a good topic for us to discuss
yeah.
tonight, because it's just the two of us, and we don't have to listen to anybody else's gig.
No. It's just all about you and
I'm
me tonight.
I'm sort of tired of all those co-hosts anyways.
Right.
I mean, seriously, it should really be just us.
On a daily basis. No, it is. But, you know, when you just said that, it reminded me that I think not last year, but the year before, for whatever reason, I had some clients that wanted to put their house on the market. Like, it was December 22nd, December 23rd.
I think that was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, and both properties, I had multiple offers on Christmas Eve. I was over mm-hmm. the party that we have in the neighborhood on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Doing offers.
Yeah.
They went in one day.
Yeah, I think that was last year.
Was
I
it
remember
last
us
year?
Talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah. One in Hanover and one in Pembroke. Yeah.
Well, people are still looking for
right.
houses. And one of the things we had, we met with a buyer client yesterday, last night actually, after they both got out of work, and nice, you know, cute young couple that live in the area. And they, you know, he's very excited. He doesn't have a poker face at all. And I was like, oh, geez, I'm very nervous about you going into houses.
Right.
Yeah.
You've got to train him.
Yeah. And, you know, they're worried about there not being enough houses on the market for them to sort of choose from, you know. And I think that this time of year is a very good time of year
yeah.
to put the house on the market.
Yeah,
some of your thoughts on that?
Oh, thoughts. I want thoughts on that. I think it's a great time of year because a lot of people do take their properties off the market after about Halloween.
Yeah.
Because they don't necessarily want people coming in and out during the holiday season if they're mm-hmm. decorating or they're having gifts under the trees or family or anything. So they take their house off the market. So there's less inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So your house is that much more desirable.
Yeah.
And for someone that's buying, you know, again, they're always looking. They'll know the house. We
yeah.
tell them that all the time. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter that there's not a lot of inventory, but you'll know your house the second you drive up.
And the thing that I love about putting your house on the market too, all of those things, but a lot of sellers are like, oh, I don't want people dragging like mud into
yeah.
my house. It's snow and rain and sleet and welcome to New England. And, you know, again, like you said, with the holidays, like, and they have this idea that, well, there really aren't any buyers out there anyways, mm. like you were just saying. But I say to my seller clients all the time, like you said, lower inventory, but I really feel that you get less disruptions and you get
yeah.
real buyers.
Yeah.
So you're
because
not,
if you're out looking
yeah.
just before Christmas or Thanksgiving, you're serious.
You
you're
really want to buy a house.
Yeah, you really want to get into a house.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because who wants to get in and out of a house with a baby and all that, you know what I mean, or
right.
whatever, to be looking at houses.
Right.
So I find our more serious buyers are the ones that are
right.
going to, you'll definitely have fewer showings.
Yeah.
So you won't have as many interruptions.
Right.
But the people who do come are the ones that really will probably
yeah.
potentially put an offer
right.
in on your house.
Right. Because generally speaking, in the last couple of years, for most of the rest of the year, we're into the multiple bid situation like crazy. Like
mm-hmm.
you have an open house. You know, I know.
Yeah.
You put that house on the market and you've got 50 people coming
mm-hmm.
in and you've got multiple offers before the open house
mm-hmm.
is even complete. It's going to be a little bit slower, so only
yep.
the serious buyers are out there.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great time, and we were talking before you came in, Chia.
I'm so sorry. I might never going to
okay.
be able to live that down.
No.
She can put it
all.
On her list of things.
So you you know, you want to be careful on the decorating. Mm-hmm. Just because sometimes the house can look smaller when you have more decorations up or your Christmas tree is big or something that. So you just want to be cautious about the outside and the inside when you're decorating, you know?
What are some of the other ideas that you have? Because I know that you were talking to Ryan about that, you know, with the outside of the house. You know, why don't we start from the outside and work our way in with people who are putting their house on the market, especially like if it starts snowing out and things like that?
Well, first we want to remove all the debris that fell from, you know, the storm we had and keep up with that because we are going to continue to have some wind and, you know, rain and things like that and potentially snow. So you want to make sure that all of those tree branches and that the leaves and everything are raked. You want to make sure that if there is any snow whatsoever, that you remove it, like from the walkways, the driveway, so nobody slips. You want to make sure that, honestly, and I'm not even trying to promote gutter monkeys here, but you have to be careful where that water's draining because it can create ice. So you want to make sure your gutters are in proper working order and they're not, you know.
You should promote gutter monkeys because I think right now that this is a really good time of year for this is the I would. But maybe not the most important, you would know better than me, one of the more important times of the year to get the gutters cleaned out.
Yeah, because you don't want problems on the inside of your house. And if the water isn't flowing the way the drainage system was designed to flow, it's going to go behind and on the fascia boards. It's going to go down into the foundation in the ground. It's going to start rotting the fascia boards and get into the house. And then you have lots and lots of damage, you know, if your downspouts are clogged or something. And then we can also divert the water in a different way so it's not creating those big puddles that turn into ice. Or you might have something, and I'm sure I know that I have gone many a time into a property, and I don't know how it happens exactly at that moment that I'm walking underneath that porch and I get the water dripping down my back.
Did you ever get like that one big weird awkward drip that
right in my right in my head?
Look at Ryan shaking his head,
right?
Too.
What is that?
Yeah, I guess it's not that uncommon.
No, but it happens that how did that happen that at that moment that I'm walking under, it went right down my back. It couldn't go on the outside of my coat. Yep. No, right down my back.
Yeah.
So, you know, you want to make sure that all of that is in good working order. Mm-hmm. You really do. You don't want those ice dams. You don't want any of that. And the gutters, you know, we also clean gutters on the outside because sometimes the gutters don't look so good, but they're perfectly fine. They just might have some mold or something. So the outside appearance, cleaning things up, you know, making sure that your walkways are clear, your driveway is clear, all of that so important when someone's going to be showing the property.
And I think when you were just talking about the gutters as well is that I recently saw a house that literally had trees growing out of it.
So I don't even
know. How do you get that much dirt for trees to grow in your gutters? I don't, you know what I mean? Like the trees.
Oak trees.
Yeah. Okay, they just grow. They just grow anywhere, I guess. But there must be a lot of debris in there.
A lot.
That it would grow like that. But I also think that over the winter and in the sun, like through the where we are right now and then into the winter, even if we don't get snow, a lot of times we do get those terrible storms. Like we got the one that just came through a few weeks ago.
Right.
But in the winter when we get those, I think at that time people are thinking less about their gutters. But those big storms, so if you just let it pile and pile and pile, then you're going to have more of a problem in the spring. Right, when we start to get
just
rain.
When it starts to thaw and all that ice, you know. So we're trying to prevent ice dams because if you think about it, if they're filled with leaves and pine needles and mud, and where's that water going? Mm-hmm. It's just sitting there. And then it's going to turn to ice, and then it's going to weigh down on your gutters, and then when it rains on top of that, where's that water go?
Do you remember that year with all the
2014 into 2015? No, barely.
She's not that funny. Don't egg her on, Ryan.
I thought it was hilarious.
No, I barely remember that
with
year.
With those. But remember the way the gutters were? Like, remember after, like, all the snow?
Oh, showing properties and saying, I'm not sure that can be fixed.
Because they were really ruined. Yeah. Did you have any problems with ice dams? No, not a one. Oh, really? I wonder why your gutter is hanging like that.
Or the people. This is what would happen for me. I don't know if this happened to you. So people, they had so much snow on their roofs that they couldn't you know, they had hired anyone to get it off.
Oh, yeah.
So people were using whatever they possibly could find
ice
to get it off. And it was ruining the shingles, the roofing shingles. And then I'd have a home that had an inspection, and for whatever, thank goodness it happened in the rain, and Steve Cook is up in the attic, and it's dripping in there because they poked so hard at the shingles, they loosened them up.
Yeah.
They poked right through them because they were not using the proper tools. That's another thing. You know, we do snow removal off of roofs as well.
Oh, you do?
But it has to. Yes, we do.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Look at that.
We do.
Looky there.
Mm-hmm.
Who's getting up there? Or do you just have a really long, like...
You get up there. It's not pretty, but you get up there.
Really?
Yeah, you have to use the hooks for the ladders and put the ladders actually on the roof, hooking to the other side, and you have to stand sideways. I have pictures on the website. You can take a look.
Oh, I am going to go look at that because I just pictured Daryl, like the guy with the big red beard and like an ice thing, an ice pick.
What's his name from the
do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea, but you looked like you were throwing a spear at the roof though when you did that.
Well, some people do.
But he had do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, from the
lumberjacky type guy.
From the Christmas show.
Yeah,
you're talking about him.
Yeah,
he takes the misfits. Which would be me.
That's who I was thinking of.
I'm thinking
of Daryl doing that, and that's why I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking of him like dressed like that with a beard anyways. So, yeah. Oh, I did not know that you did that. So, I mean,
yeah,
that's good to know.
Yeah, so we do snow removal off of roofs as well for the winter. And we do clean gutters all year round. It's just difficult when it's 32 or below.
Oh.
Because you want the ice to at least, you know, get melt. We can chip away, but that doesn't make it easier.
Well, cool. I mean, we are getting a little cooler now, but I think it's going to be warmer in the 40s at least anyways now. So, I mean, right now is still a very good time. Why don't you give out the phone number for everyone to get in touch with you? Actually, my dad, I told you this. My dad, that was another reason why I was a little late. Love you, Dad. And I'm not blaming you for me being late. I know you said I had to go. I was getting my numbers. He came in and he's like, I need that gutter. I know. I need that monkeys thing. And I'm like, And he's like, the monkeys, you know, they do the gutters. And I was like, oh, you need the
South Shore
gutter monkeys.
Yes, I know them. It's 781-421-1111.
One more time.
781-421-1111.
Yeah. And all kidding aside, I do think that that is a very good idea for people to do. Even if you are thinking about putting your house on the market in the spring, this would be a very good maintenance item to do. And it's not very expensive. I'm very shocked at how I don't want
people
to say,
are too, because when I go over what we do, you know, I'm the one that answers the phone and I go over everything that we do, and I think they think I'm leading up to, and this is why it's so expensive, because she's telling us that she does this, and this, right?
Yep.
And then I say, and so you have approximately, and they'll measure exact when they get out there, and I'll say you have approximately, you know, 100 linear feet, and that will be 150, and they're like, what? I go 150, and they go, can book that now. Because I think they're expecting...
Yeah, more.
One gentleman in Cohasset said, he said, oh, God, I can't wait to hear this. And I said, well, how much do you think it's going to be? He said, well, about $1,200. And I said, well, it's $286. He goes, really? Book it now. So it's not as... But we do a lot. We want to make sure we tune up your gutters and that they're in good working order, because the design of gutters is... designed to work if everything else is
to me
taken
that
care
is
of.
Very inexpensive, and I know that this is not really the topic that you wanted to be on, but I mean, but we're here and it's interesting, but to me that is just that should be a regular maintenance item for people to put on their list. So can you measure my house? Tell me, because I told you, I looked out the window.
Google Earth.
Yeah, I looked out the window the other day from Mackenzie's room. I think I said I told you that last year, and I noticed that we have a lot of pine trees.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so I noticed it
We've cleaned ours twice this year already. We've had
really?
And we don't have any trees around our house. You know that. I took the last oak tree down last year.
Huh.
Nothing around the house but filled. And so if your downspouts get clogged and then the water's not flowing, where is it going?
Our stuff is not flowing in the right directions and doing anything, so can you book me?
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah, we're into December now.
Oh, well, I live right up the street. You can't do me a favor? Seriously.
I may be able to.
Literally, her crew lives down the street from me.
You know, Sharon, you got to make an appointment.
Call.
You got to get in line.
421.
Yeah.
421.
No cutsies.
Yeah.
We're doing 7 days a week right now, so I do have one Sunday that I have some availability. Coming up.
Well, let me know if you can fit me in there.
Yeah, I'll get you in there. I'm not kidding. We lost like two jobs a day because of the time change, the hours, the weather. I mean,
I'll put some lights on for him.
Well, we have the miners' hat things. We have those, and they were using them last week, which I love, right?
Yeah.
Because we can do them in the dark, but you know, it's dangerous. Whatever.
OSHA wasn't a fan.
Whatever.
Just kidding, OSHA.
They throw quite a bit of light.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. I'm getting some text messages here from Mr. McNamara. What's he saying? Oh, he's just saying in case you didn't know.
Oh,
and nice. It was Cornelius or something like that. I think
Cornelius.
Cornelius.
Right, it is Cornelius.
So Mark is listening. Hi, honey. In case you didn't
Mark.
Know, I love you too. So Ryan's telling us we have to go to a break already.
Oh, jeez.
So you're listening to South Shore Gutter Monkeys here on WATD. Phone number 781-837-4900 if you have any questions for Cindy Ford. Again, she is the owner of South Shore Gutter Monkeys. And again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon and Cindy. So we'll be right back after our messages, but give us a call if you have any questions about putting your home on the market during the winter months, the pros, the cons, and if you would like some information on selling, buying a home, we can fill you in on some of that good stuff too. We'll be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of homeownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4111 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Bass Branch, license 338980.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
When the line between the South Shore and Mother Nature's wrath becomes blurred and life seems anything but fair, one thing is for certain.
The leaves are plugging up my downspouts.
My gutters are overblowing.
What the heck's going on up there?
It's not in theaters. It's live and coming to your neighborhood, the fall.
Call 911.
No, call 1111 781 421 1111. We need the South Shore Gutter Monkeys.
Zach and Mike turned in a gritty performance.
Look, on the roof! It's a bird! It's a plane!
No! It's a South Shore Gutter Monkey!
Who will survive the fall? Visit SouthShoreGutterMonkeys.com.
Look, I'm a husband and a father, but I'm not going up there.
We're the South Shore Gutter Monkeys. We clean gutters and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Who will save us from the fall?
South Shore Gutter Monkeys, may I help you?
No monkeys were harmed in the making of this commercial.
We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9
WATD. Hi to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, along with Ryan.
Ryan's
in there, like jamming to the...
I like you had a little sing-song to my name there.
I did. Ryan. I know. I'm in a very, like, sort of silly good mood here, but I'm not exactly sure why. 781-837-4900. Cindy and I are live tonight, and we're talking everything real estate. So if you have any questions for for us regarding, you know, putting your house on the market or purchasing a house, things that you should be considering. You know, our main show here is sponsored by Fairway Mortgage, and we'll have him on in a couple of weeks with Dan Mann, and we'll be talking about mortgages and everything too. So I think it's a great time of year to put your house on the market, and we were looking at the numbers.
When you say we, you use that term loosely. So when we were looking at the numbers, Shab, what did we come up with?
And by we, I mean me. Right. So I was just sort of interested because we say this all the time because we feel it. Like we're just sort of in it, so we sort of know it. You know what I mean? We've been doing this for 17 years now. So, but I just wanted to just even see statistically and, you know, how it works out quarters, you know, every quarter, how things are looking. And the difference between 2015 and 2016 for the fourth quarter, the amount of houses that were on the market, there was 1,416 in 2005 and 1,103 in 2016. So it's interesting to me. Well, that was before the winter. That winter began. Exactly. So, Cornelius. But in the beginning of the quarter one, so that would give us January, February, and March. So I should have probably started there. January, February, March 2015, we had 1,456 units on the market.
In Plymouth County?
In Plymouth County. Okay. All of Plymouth County. 2016, listing units was 1,450. So not too much of a difference. There was a, 6% variable there, so not much at all. Not even 6%, it's 6 units. And then when I was just saying that for the quarter four, it's interesting to me like that 2016, there were so many less that were on the market. Don't you find that interesting?
So it was a year after that bad winter. Do you think people thought we're going to have, that was such a tough winter that they maybe were a little bit gun-shy?
Because of the
prior winter, or what do you...
Yeah, I don't know.
Because the next winter, I can't remember at all, because the other winter was so bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do remember in 2014, we had a bad winter. I remember that, because I remember going back and forth to Weymouth a lot that year, in January. So, 2016, it was mild.
Yeah, I think so. Anything would have been mild compared to the 2014-15. Anything would have been mild.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure on that one. I guess a lot of times when I sit and look at these things, I usually try to figure it out, like why. But again, quarter four would be, I don't know though, because one year it was good for Christmas and the other year it wasn't. But this is how many units there was one other number here I wanted to look at that went pending. So things that went under agreement. Yeah. Those other ones were new listings that came on, is what that was, the listing inventory. But there was 1,186 sold first quarter units that went under agreement. And then the year after, 2016, 1,613. So it went up. I don't know. The numbers all mean something. I'm not exactly sure what right now I'm trying to prove, but I know that it's extremely interesting to me. So
you just didn't have enough time to dissect it.
Yeah. Well, I did. Not really. I didn't have a lot of time to look at it.
Yeah, you did, because you were late, and so I'm thinking you were definitely dissecting, right?
No, I was looking at them on the screen, and I was doing different ones, and I was like, I like this one better than that one, and I printed out two different ones, but I do like this one a lot. Because there was another one, too, was like original list price, and there's a lot of fun stuff in here, actually. This is the one that I wanted to talk about. Here we go.
Okay.
So the approximate month supply of inventory, right? So we talk about that, you know, the absorption rate. That's what that is. So we talk about that a lot, too. In quarter one of 2015, there was 3.43 months of inventory. In 2016, there was 3 months. But in quarter two and quarter three, there was a lot more. So that only proves what we were talking about earlier. This is the point I was trying to make here, that a lot of people put their houses on the market quarter two and quarter three. So you have, as a seller, there's more inventory to be picked
up against.
From.
Yeah.
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 So you're better off
more
being,
competition. Yeah.
Yeah. You're better off being one of less inventory than one of more. So we can end the show now, Ray.
I think we're done. I've got to go.
Perfect. We're good to go.
So some of the things you were talking about doing the outside of the house. What are some of your ideas and staging and suggestions for people to do inside the house? I know you had given a couple earlier too.
I think that you want to really do a really good cleaning. Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes the fall cleaning or the spring cleaning gets away from people. So you really want to do a really good cleaning because people are looking at things. They do open cabinets. They are looking all around the house. And
that just feels good anyways, don't you think?
Oh, gosh, I love
cleaning.
I can't
wait to do it. We have to get a dumpster.
I absolutely love it. Then I think that maybe there's a room or a couple of rooms that might have too much furniture in them. Might have been cozy and comfortable for now, but maybe for people looking at the property, you want to remove some things. You know, maybe take out the coffee table, maybe take out one of the end tables. You know, if there's several different pieces of furniture, you want the room to look spacious and not like you can't move around or walk around in it. Sometimes you want to take up the rugs if you have hardwood floors, nice hardwood floors. Remove them so people can see the beautiful hardwood floors that are underneath them.
I was just going to say that about the floors. I think that that's so important with the carpets, with the rugs. And I also think that, like, you have beautiful oriental rugs. We talk about that a lot when Matt Kritz is here. For me, I don't have that same appreciation for them. Not that I don't think that they're beautiful, but I'm not buying your rug. You're not leaving that there. You know what I mean? So I would think as a buyer, I would want to see what was under it.
Right.
More so, right?
Absolutely.
Don't you think? So I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah,
and you caught me catching a breath.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, I think that's important. Sometimes people may have like a bit heavy drapery, and it might be beautiful, but it might be time to kind of take those down. Less is sometimes more. Maybe it'll open up the room. I know I did that. I had beautiful draperies, but it brought the room in. And then when I took them all down and just did the wooden cornices with the, I mean, it made my living room and my dining room look bigger when they're not. But it made them look that much bigger. Took out the coffee table, took out one of the end tables. Just makes all the difference in the world, just kind of getting rid of some of the clutter, things that people put around. You know, take some of those things off your countertops. A lot of people put a lot of things on top of their refrigerators. You don't want to do that because it looks like you don't have storage space. I mean, there are a lot of people that put things up there. A lot of people put a lot of things on their countertops. It looks like you have no place to put things.
Yeah.
So you want to put things away.
Yeah, and I see people who put, like, water and soda and things like that. Like, they just pile it, like... But a lot of people will put it, like, next to the cabinet, like, on the floor or something right there, too. And I get the same impression, too. I actually went into one house recently, well, actually, probably a few months ago, and in his storage cabinet that he had gallons and gallons of water. Gallons and gallons of water. And when I'm doing a listing for somebody and when I'm doing that first presentation, you know, when I'm first going to their home to look at their home to, you know, evaluate it or whatever, I walk through the house as the eyes of a buyer.
Absolutely.
Right? So, because buyers are looking for what's wrong, not for what's right. We say that all the time. But as I was walking through, when I saw that, the first thing that came to my head is, do you have a water problem here? And they're like, no, what do you mean? And I was like, well, why do you have so much bottled water? Like, do you have to use this? Like, I'm thinking cooking pasta, doing like everything. Like,
you're
you
using
a lot
it for
of water.
Right.
Yeah. But it wasn't that at all. It was just that he really was afraid. It was more like a fallout shelter type thing.
Oh, yeah.
So he always just had this fear of...
Did they not have a basement to...
No, this was a basement.
Oh.
Like the storage area was sort of in the basement.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And it was like
But you just wondered, why does someone have so much water?
Water. Yeah, there was just gallons and gallons of water, but that was the first thing that went through my head. So if you do those types of things, make sure your real estate agent knows.
Right. And people will ask.
Yeah. And he was a little embarrassed in his... partner said, you know, and he laughed. He's like, I told you it's not normal to have all this water. And they told me why they had it and everything. I was like, it's not a bad thing. It's just if I was a buyer's agent, I would be asking the listing agent, why all the water? You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just a good information
to
have.
But you have a lot of iron in your water like that. You maybe can't wash your hair.
Yeah.
You know, when you have to bring that into the bathroom and use that.
Yeah.
Like, what is the
radon
problem?
Or whatever.
Right.
Like,
what's
the problem? Is there something going on with it? So those are the types of things that we're looking at as well. Sorry, I'm all tangled up here. I was just thinking of that because you said about the extra storage.
Yeah, and move things like that. Normally, you know, maybe some people will take all their paper towels and store them up in the kitchen and all, you know, the extras. And bring them to the basement for now. Like, you know, just organize things and, you know, you people don't want to see your things. They focus on your things and not them living in that space.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on, you know, people putting up pictures, like the personal pictures and things like that? I mean, we've always heard, you know, take them down. I'm not so sure I believe that as much anymore. I mean, I guess it would matter, but what are your thoughts on that?
So my thoughts were your thoughts. Whatever you taught me, that's what I went with, honestly. Yeah. But then I'm a picture person.
Yeah.
I have pictures still up of my daughter when she was a baby. As you
yeah.
are. You have family. I think about that all the time. And mm-hmm. as I do tell clients, because that's what I was taught.
You still have a picture of Nikki, right? I mean, the dog?
No.
Oh, you took that one down?
Yes. Now it's Max.
Oh, okay.
Because Nikki's been gone 19 years, but that's okay.
But you had the nice big picture
yes,
in your
but it's
your
been replaced
room.
By the three of us. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
okay.
been replaced. Yeah, that was replaced. But I still have it in the... I mean, I keep it because
yeah.
it's a beautiful picture.
Thanks for the invite over for that cup of tea.
Right.
So I noticed that.
Yeah, right? It's okay. That one's only been up for 5 years.
Again, thanks for the invite.
So, I think you were at my house not too long ago. I think that I do go through my house all the time as mm-hmm. if I'm going to list it tomorrow.
Really?
I really do try to keep my house as if I need to list it tomorrow. And I think I'm not taking those pictures down. I love them.
Yeah.
When I have my coffee in the morning and I'm by myself and it's in the dark and I'm sitting in the living room, which I never get to sit in mm-hmm. the living room, and I'm looking at pictures of Kimmy,
mm-hmm.
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking them down.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think that I thought it was, I understood the thought process, but I don't so much go down that path anymore.
Yeah.
Because someone does live there.
Yeah. It's a home.
It's a home.
And that's how I feel. I mean, we're always selling the narrative of the home anyways. And I think that a lot of times people were like, you know, take down your personal stuff and you don't want people looking at your stuff and all that. And there are some parts of that I do agree
right.
with. I mean, I had a listing one time and they had pictures of their kids up and everything and little kids, like maybe like second and third grade. And they hadn't told the kids yet that they were actually moving. So there was no sign in front of the house. They hadn't told the kids that they were moving to yet another state.
Oh.
So, and they were young, you know, but they just didn't want to upset them or,
yeah.
you know, or anything. They were still in the school year. And I had an open house and I wasn't thinking it through. Like, I just didn't think it through. And as I'm standing there, a young couple is coming through with their, you know, children who are probably in the second and third grade as well. And they're like, oh, there's a picture of Sally. What is Sally? Ah, my friend from school.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So what do you think? I pulled the parent aside and I was like, you know, I just overheard your daughter. It seems she goes to school. Like, these kids don't know that their home is on the market.
And a second or third grader is going to slip.
Yeah, and they did. And that was... You know, and that was unfortunate. I didn't think it through. So if anyone's listening, I mean, that's a good thing. If you don't want your kids to know, then you should do that. But the next time I did an open house, they put post-its over all the kids' pictures. They didn't want to take them down. They just put post-it notes over them. So
I think I did an open house at that house.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember, and I thought, I'm not going to ask.
That was
not my business.
Why? Yes,
I'm not going to ask.
Yeah. So, and two, you want to be careful when you are, if you have a lot of pictures, like in your living room, that picture that I remember with Nikki there, right?
Yeah.
It was a big picture.
Yeah.
So if I had that photographed and I put that in MLS, and then MLS goes to all these other internets, you know what I mean? Like, that big picture would show of your family, and I would want to give you your privacy since it's so worldwide. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that everybody can get there.
Yeah, I might take that down for the picture or something like that. I know that one thing I do agree on with you, that still being in that same arena, is when you go into a small children's bedroom and they have their name up, and I do not... They don't want to take it down,
mm-hmm.
but I do not photograph that wall at all with their name on it.
No.
I just will not.
Yeah. And I actually got to the point, because of the internet being so scary, and I watched so much Dateline in 2020 I have literally decided I don't put children's pictures, if there's small kids' bedrooms, I don't even add them to MLS. There's no need to.
Yeah, I don't either.
If you're listing a property and you tell me it's a 4-bedroom colonial and I only see 2 bedrooms, I'm not going to notice because I'm looking at the kitchen and the bathrooms anyways and the backyard and all of that. I just think with, you know, a lot of the homes we go into, they're decorated so beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could tell, you know, think about when our kids were little. If we took a picture of Kimmy's room, we would have known it was a little girl.
Right.
You know, same thing with Casey and
McKenzie. I agree with that 1,000%. I sometimes don't even take a picture of the children's room.
No, I just, you know, we have them in case, you know, like if you called me and said, "Chat, I know you don't have, you don't put your pictures up online, but is there any chance that you could send me a couple
so I
could show my client?" Absolutely. I know you're a real person. I know you're an agent. I'm not going to worry about it. Wow, I can't believe we have 2 minutes. Cindy, how about just a final tip? Anything that you want to give our listeners? And
I think it's never a bad time to put your property on the market and get ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And someone that's serious, and I do have a few serious buyers out there right now that they want to purchase a home.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
They don't care that it's, you know, a week and a half before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So, or a week, or whenever Thanksgiving. Is it a week?
Next week.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I know. So happy Thanksgiving to
everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know. I'll be here next Wednesday. But one of the things, too, that I want to hit upon that you mentioned was, you know, it's less inventory, but there's less interruptions as well. So don't be afraid of that. The other thing is, it's so dark so early now, so it isn't like people are going to be showing during dinner time or afterwards.
Absolutely.
So I say, go ahead, put your house on the market. Cindy, how can they get in touch with you to do that?
781-367-4419. Sharon?
781-294-4848. Or you can catch both of us at 781-826-8000 at the office or bostonconnect.com. Have a great
night, everyone.